Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Mike tipped me off to a story here in Michigan. I poked around on the internet, found the story a bunch of different places, but I found the most information on the New York Post. So Elizabeth Elizalde wrote the story. Michigan couple swiped millions in COVID aid, splurged on jewelry and clothes. A Michigan couple conspired in an unemployment scheme worth $2.5 million in COVID-19 aid and bragged about buying fancy cars, jewelry, and designer clothes on Instagram, prosecutors now say. Now, here's the thing. I've talked about how people were ripping off different government agencies during this situation we're in right now. And, for instance, people filing for Paycheck Protection Program money saying, oh, I own a company. I've got hundreds of employees. And it turns out just some guy in his apartment who just created an LLC. And so people were ripping off the system that way. And I've pointed out that that's kind of absurd, that the money was that easy to steal. And I've had other people say, well, Steve, you know, they have to do that because the money was so important. Well, if it's so important, you spend a little more time figuring out who to send it to, because the money that got stolen can't be given to the right people. Would you rather have it go to the wrong people quickly or the right people slowly? That's the choice. But here, it's a little different. This couple are both from Detroit, and they are alleged to have conspired with a contract unemployment worker. So they actually, the story goes, hooked up with somebody on the inside who would then help walk their stuff through and get past the safeguards. So using their connection, they filed fake claims to rake in money, which of course is meant to help people affected by the pandemic. This again is according to the prosecutors. The couple filed the fraudulent unemployment claims online and then let that person on the inside know so she could use her insider access to release the payments. So they had someone on the inside. So this is not something, at least this scheme wouldn't, work for the average person simply just to file a fake claim. They knew somebody inside who could get their fake claim through the gatekeeping process. In July, federal investigators raided the home and found WhatsApp messages between these people showing that she was fixing the claims according to the criminal complaint. She has been charged with theft and bribery. In one Instagram post, one of the people bragged about how he bought his other half, which is the other part of the conspiracy, a Mercedes for her birthday. Baby, you deserve everything. I got the big house you wanted and the car and the jewelry, he wrote on Instagram. By the way, I love you so much and I'm not done. Next week, I got something better. I wonder if any of his Instagram posts mentioned that they might be going to prison. Let's see. Assistant U.S. Attorney Timothy Wise said in court on Tuesday that at least one of them was a flight risk. And as of right now, they haven't located the boyfriend. So he also told the Detroit News, we simply do not know where that $2.5 million is. Well, I suspect some of it was invested in a Mercedes, but I could be wrong. The couple has been charged with wire fraud, and each of them face up to 20 years in prison. The one who was in court was released on a $10,000 unsecured bond, and her lawyer declined to comment. And this, of course, raises a whole variety of issues that we should talk about. And one of the first ones that pops into most people's minds is if you're a lawyer and you get approached by somebody who says, I'm being charged with committing a large fraud against the U.S. government. They say I've defrauded them of $1 million or $2 million or whatever it is. Will you represent me? And an attorney goes, I guess so, you know, and here's what it's going to cost. And then the guy reaches down, pulls out a, looks like a lunch bag, you know, paper sack, drops it on your desk and goes, there you go, that's a start. And you open the bag up and you find, I don't know, $50,000, $100,000 in cash in there. And the question becomes, what's your obligation as an attorney to question where that money came from and what exactly is that money? Now, I'll tell you, I've never faced this problem before because I don't do criminal defense work, especially not of that nature. I used to handle some court appointments and things, but back then, obviously, court appointments are being paid by the court. But there have been some famous cases. There was an attorney in New York named Bruce Cutler, very, very good attorney. And for a while, he was defending some very high-profile people in New York. And there were allegations that during the trial, his clients were paying him in cash. And they raised the argument, prosecutors did, that by giving cash to the attorney, is that some kind of money laundering? And it depends where the cash came from. And is the attorney under an ethical obligation to try to determine where the cash came from? And that's going to vary from state to state. But I suspect that most attorneys would simply say, well, as you sit in my office today, you are obviously innocent because you are innocent until proven guilty. If never proven guilty, you are innocent the entire time as the day is long. So you're innocent as you sit here. And if you hire me and pay me cash, who am I to question where the cash came from? Cash came from the Treasury or the Mint, depending on what form it's in. Maybe you're paying me in quarters. I don't know. So, but the bigger question is morally, what do you think about that? And I've heard of cases before where some, you know, kingpin of some sort who's got something going and winds up in prison, but he had a bunch of attorneys who were getting paid cash the whole time. And it makes you wonder. So I don't do that kind of work. It's not a concern I have. I don't have to worry about that. But like I said, it raises the question, you know, that somebody says, hey, we're accused of stealing $2.5 million from the government. Will you represent me? You will? Here you go. Here's a bag of cash. Let me know when you need another bag of cash. And of course, another question, is someone paying you in bags of cash a warning flag? Because it probably is. So that's the story. Mike sent it to me. Michigan couple swiped millions in COVID aid. But in this case, they had an insider. They had somebody on the inside who would walk their applications through the process and get it done. So they need to come down hard on the couple that did this. The couple is 27 and 25 years old. But the person on the inside, the 39-year-old who's working on the inside, they need to come down on her even tougher. Because obviously, the people inside who are there to protect our money commit a bigger crime when they let it get stolen. So that's the story. Michigan couple swiped millions in COVID aid, splurged on jewelry and clothes from the New York Post. Elizabeth Elizalde wrote it. Mike sends it to me. Thank you very much. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law.
My optimism wears heavy boots and is loud.